Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is the Jay Cardiello Show. Get off the scale. Here's Jay.
You want to change your waist? Well, I'm going to tell you what to do. You got to change your behavior. You got to start treating yourself better. You got to start talking to yourself better. And did you know what I always tell people, and they laugh about this? The best muscle to work out is your tongue. If you're not talking to yourself, right, you're attracting the wrong people. If you're attracting the wrong people, you're going to keep yourself in that prison wall. So listen, today I'm going to help you change your waist by changing your behavior. But first, I want to give you some startling information that's going to shock you right away. Sadly, in the next 18 minutes, now it's going to be longer than this program right here. But sadly, in the next 18 minutes, four Americans will perish from the food they eat. Do you know there's over 50 chronic illnesses and diseases associated with obesity? And right now, American, congratulations. You are one of the top nations in the world that suffers from obesity. And what is that metal that we're putting around our neck? You know where we're putting it around? We're putting it around our waist. When the belt sizes increase, when the obesity levels go up, and sadly, my child, your children, will have a shorter lifespan than us, than me. My son, my three-year-old son, is going to have a shorter lifespan because of why? The food they eat. From the soil to the organics that they're saying, to following the celebrity fads that are portrayed in these magazines. Guys, if you want to change your waist, you need to change your behavior. Today, I'm bringing on someone special, someone who's meant so much to me, my mentor, someone who I've shared so much of my personal struggles when I lost my father to obesity and the personal struggles I still face with the addiction that my mom has to food. I'm bringing on Phil Trotter, one of the most poignant speakers from Exercises Medicine, a solution community developer who's put together what we call a behavioral change program, a healthcare initiative program to help combat obesity. Phil, it's an honor to have you on my program. And are you ready to change people's lives?
I am, and thank you for having me, Jay.
Phil, every time you and I get to talk, and I can't wait to share this with our listeners, it amazes me that our statistics are going up day and day and day with the obesity level, and people are looking to change their waist, and they're going after these juice cleanses, they're going after these special pills, they're going at Phil, why don't these work?
Well, they're not really getting to the heart of the matter, and that is our diets and our lack of exercise.
Yeah. It's true. And now, along that line, I know exercise is one of the big things that we try to put out. And the American Heart Association says moderate exercise, 115 minutes. This is what we have to do. But people aren't exercising. They're not getting off the couch. Now, how important is changing your behavior going to help you to not only change your waist, but get you off the couch?
It's the single most important, and of course, exercise is medicine, where we are there to establish physical activity and exercise as a standard in healthcare. We see that getting off the couch is the most important thing you can do, even if it's just for a few minutes. It doesn't have to be much. Now, yes, we want you to get to the national physical activity standard of 150 minutes per week, but you don't have to start there. Just a few minutes a day is a good starting point.
So what would you recommend for people, our listeners right now, say they're on their couch, they want to make that change, and they have to make a behavioral change so we can make consistency and create a habit. What would you say the first thing to make that behavioral change so we could change not only our life, but we can extend our lives and enjoy our lives? And it's sad because my mother right now is retired, and the only life that she's living is doctor's office. What do people do? What sustainable change can they do right now in terms of exercise to create a habit?
Well, first of all, get up out of your chair. Realize that if you're in a prolonged sitting situation where you're not getting up, you're not just the simple act of getting up the chair and walking around the room, just as a starting point. Now, yes, it's great to go out on a nice day and walk, or even walk within a mall or walk, you know, anywhere where it's at safe surroundings. But just getting up your chair, the prolonged sitting just by itself creates so much risk to an individual because of disease and obviously because of contributing to weight.
So true, so true. There's studies coming out right now with prolonged static sitting that are just, they say it's the new smoking, so it's crazy. Phil, with the exercise, what are some habits? I talked a little about the tongue, changing the way you talk, and the way the negative talk only affects your mind, and changing at 6 inches that separates your ears. What would you say that people can do right now, our listeners can right now, they need these words to change on a behavioral level? What would you tell them to make a behavioral change?
You just need to commit to yourself. Commit to yourself to take time during the day, periodically, figure out when that it's safe and appropriate for you to walk. If nothing else, just to walk, to get up and walk. Take a short walk. Again, you know, you can combine minutes, even in very short durations, to work up to the 150 minutes per week. But just commit to yourself to walk, let's say, first thing in the morning or when you first get out of bed, last thing you do before you go to bed at night.
It is true. Walking, we always think we have to join a gym. We have to get that membership. And I always tell people, your body is the best gym membership you have. It only expires when you stop. And if we can continue to move, Phil, if we can push ourselves, just take one little step. People don't look at that. They think of the long haul. They think of life as a sprint. It's actually a marathon, people. It's a marathon. You may fall down. You may get back on the couch, but just get up. Phil, let's go back to the behavioral change because it's so important that people need to know this. What would you say? I always look at the mirror whenever I want to make change because the change in my life has to come from me. If you want to make that change right now, to make that behavioral change, to change your waist, what would you do to, or what would you say to yourself in the mirror?
I would say to myself, am I moving? If I'm looking in the mirror and I'm sitting or I'm standing and I'm not moving, then get myself moving. Even if I'm standing in front of the mirror, to move around, to step back and forth, you know, to dance, do whatever makes you feel comfortable, but just the act of moving is really the key.
Are there any programs out there right now, Phil? I mean, listen, there's, in my opinion, you know, obesity is a disease, food is an addiction. Are there any programs right now that'll put that mirror in front of people's face that'll get them off the couch? Is Exercise as Medicine working on anything right now that can change that behavior?
Absolutely, and our call in the community is really to establish interventions that provide that opportunity for people to come in and work with a leader and do some exercise. One great example of that is called Off the Scale. And that's an intervention that's available. It just started over just a half year ago, where you can join a group and work within this group to get exercise, to talk about nutrition, to be able to think about how you're going to change your life and set up a plan for yourself to do that.
That's amazing. And where can people go to find out about this program, that they can change their behavior to have sustainable outcomes in their life?
Yep, and I think the starting point is look on the internet to offthescale.com. That's a good starting place, and there'll be information in there to tell you where an Off the Scale program is near you.
Any final thoughts, Phil? Leave us something with something strong, something empowering, and to make us think after this program is over. Any final thoughts?
Yes, don't go a day without moving. I know that's a not necessarily a new thought, but if you can keep that in mind, always moving and build up over a period of time.
Well, Phil, your words have inspired me, and from this talk, I'm moving right now. Thank you so much, Phil Trotter, for joining us, and thank you so much for everybody. Change your waist, change your behavior, and make today a better one for you. I'll see you guys next time.